came into my diner every Thursday around closing, ordered black decaf and left a 20 on the top. I'd flip the sign to shut and she would barely lift her head up. 6 weeks like that before she even cracked a smile. I asked her once what kept her up, and out past midnight Thursday, she cupped the mug like something precious, let the steam hit her chin. Said, I used to sing for people, but I lost the nerve for stages. Now I just go place to place until the ache wears thin. I poured myself a coffee and I sat across the counter. She talked until the parking lot was pale with early light. And somewhere in that telling, all the armor started losing. I recognized the tired in her eyes. It matched mine right. A river don't beg the valley for permission just to run. It carves its own direction long before the carving's done. So let the bruise remind you that the bone beneath held steady. You were never almost broken. You were just not ready. She stopped coming in October when the clocks fell back an hour. Left a folded paper napkin with a number and a date. It said there's a bar on Clement Street that lets unknowns play Fridays. I booked a 30-minute set. I thought maybe you'd wait. I showed up with my apron still half tucked into my pocket. She walked out under one bare bowl and pulled the mic down low. And every table went stone quiet, like the room was holding something, like they all knew they were watching someone come back from below. She played four songs and one of them was clearly about leaving. Another one was clearly about staying in the wrong. And I just held my breath between them like a man between two rivers, not sure which bank to swim for, only sure that I was gone. A river don't beg the valley for permission just to run. It carves its own direction long before the carving's done. So let the bruise remind you that the bone beneath held steady. You were never almost broken. Just not ready. You were just not.